This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
It's like being at Cedar Point. You're at the top of the hill. You're hanging on the coaster. And you're wondering what it's going to feel like when you fall. That is what the NFL trade deadline is all about, my friends. We're hanging. We're looking over the edge. We're trying to figure out if they're going to do anything. And why do I feel like the coaster's just going to go back into the station and start all over again? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
Better than getting stuck in the car, not being able to move, having amusement park personnel climbing ladders to get you.
Yeah, that would be like the worst ever, wouldn't it? Like you get to the top of the hill and all of a sudden you're like, hey, if I have to walk back down, how is this going to happen?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that's not fun. No. So I don't know. We'll see what this trade deadline day is going to be like. You must lock into the radio today.
Must.
It's going to be just one of those days where everything is going to be on the edge of your seat to see if the Browns do anything. Some little bit of rumors flying here and there. And we'll see by 4 o'clock if that happens. And Meredith Kane is here to help us out as well all day long. She'll be checking the wires. She'll be looking at the interwebs. She'll be going into dark places on the web. She will look everywhere and for everything to keep you up to date. Oh.
I guess that's the sound we're going to let you know that we have a trade. So the Bengals have officially announced that they are trading Logan Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there you have it. Okay, what is the sounder that folks will hear again?
That sounds like something bad.
That does sound like a buzzer. What if something good happens? Do we have a good sounder for the Browns? Maybe like a specific sounder for the Browns that we probably could have hashed out in the morning meeting, but now we know what we're doing with this thing. So
now that we're 3-4 minutes into the show.
That's true. So basically, if we have someone checking in front of the scorer's table, you will know that the Browns have made a trade or anyone's made a trade.
That's
in the
exactly
NFL.
What's going on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jeff.
Now on the floor, Andy Baskin.
Shooting 1-1. Oh, do I miss those days out at the Coliseum? They were so good. Brad Doherty. I don't think we'll hear that today. Jeff, what is the game plan for today for the Browns? Do you feel like the Browns are going to make a move? Adam Schefter told us over the weekend, I mean, come on, they're going to be buyers. They're going to be buyers. I just don't know what they're going to buy. Are they going to be buyers today by 4 o'clock? Are Browns fans going to be rushing to buy tickets, rushing to buy a new jersey?
Nope.
So you don't think anything's happened?
Nope, that's not what you asked.
Okay, what's going to happen?
I hope that they make some trades. I hope they get rid of some guys, and I hope they get some young talent in here. I hope they're very active today. You're 2-6, Andy. Let's go. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Let me throw a name at you.
But you're going for is next year, right? That's what we're looking. We want young talent.
Yeah.
They think they can help.
And beyond.
Yeah, beyond this year.
Let me give you a name.
You have 9 games left, by the way.
I read something this morning written by one of the national guys, and it threw out a name of many names, but one that intrigued me.
Okay.
And it's a perfect fit for what I think we need here in Cleveland. There's a wide receiver with the New York Giants named Jalen Hyatt. Jalen came out as a rookie from Tennessee, had a pretty good rookie year, hasn't done much since, kind of buried there. Third round pick, was a teammate of Cedric Tillman at Tennessee. You can get him for a sixth or a seventh, I'll bet.
Okay.
That's the kind of guy I want to see them go get. Hey, go get me somebody with some potential, and let's put him on the field and see if he can play. Now,
isn't that what they should have been doing in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round of the draft every year, though? Except
he was a third round pick, real fast guy, Biletnikoff Award winner in college at Tennessee, had a phenomenal year. Take a chance on a guy like that. Give something up in your big stash of picks. So, and that's just the kind of guy that I think, okay, you're looking for something? Hoping for a roll of the dice? That's worth a roll of the dice.
Coming into today, I'm just kind of reminded of things that and how the Browns operate and what's going on. First of all, they are about as Loctite of an organization as possible when it comes to leaking information. And it's been a few years now that they've been in this kind of world where they don't want information leaked. But if they do, then sometimes it finds its way out. We really haven't heard a whole lot about anything about the Browns other than Adam Schefter saying over the weekend that they were going to be buyers. And they just don't tip their hand. Their big moves, with the exception of Deshaun Watson, have been kind of behind closed doors. And the folks that I trust are saying there's just nothing coming out of there. And if there are moves to be made, it's a very, very small, tight-knit group of people who aren't saying a word about what the Browns are trying to do, trying to accomplish. And, I mean, let's face it, who knows? They could come right up to the edge of a trade and it doesn't happen, and we don't know anything about it. So,
sure,
you know, it doesn't really make a difference. And maybe you find out a year from now, oh, the Browns are close to making a deal for X. But they keep it very tight to the vest, and I'm okay with that. I don't. It's kind of a little bit more fun on our end because it's a major surprise when they do make a move. That's why I wouldn't be shocked if they made a move today. It could be a surprising move. But I'm totally 100% settled in for nothing happening between now and 4 o'clock.
I think you'll be disappointed if you think nothing is going to happen.
Major?
Well, it depends on what your definition of major is.
Someone who could start.
Let's go Clinton on you here.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you just said that. Do I know you?
How about this?
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps After Dark.
How about this? You have Rocket Sanders sitting here as a young running back.
You and him are probably the only two that know he's here. His family.
You have two other rookie running backs. Jerome Ford's contract's up. There's some teams around the league that could use some running back depth. My guess is you're not going to pay Jerome next year to stick around as much as Jerome would want to be paid.
I'll be honest, if I'm Jerome, I want to play. Jerome. Right? I want to play.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Move Jerome.
Okay.
I hope they do, for his sake and for the team's sake. So move Jerome Ford today. I mean, there are a lot of little... Do I think anything huge is going to happen? No. But, Andy, I think you can make some moves here. For instance, I mentioned Jalin Hyatt, right?
Okay.
Do a player-for-player trade. Player-for-player. Giants lost Cam Scataboo to injury. They're starting Tyrone Tracy, and they have Devin Singletary there. Well, all right. Jerome Ford, let him go there. Let Hyatt come here. I mean, there are all kinds of little creative things that teams can do today if they decide to do it, if they want to do it. I would hope that the Browns get rid of guys who they don't think will be back next year, whether by their choice, the Browns' choice, or the player's choice. And I would be looking for those young guys that you think might be able to come in here and be a part of this team next year and maybe beyond.
Hmm. I want to define what a major move is, and I'll say I would say any of the interior offensive line would be sort of a major move.
You mean if you traded Betonio Posick or Teller?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's a major move.
I would say it would be ridiculous to trade Fannin.
Don't even think of that.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. Like, what would be major? What would be David Njoku's name has been coming.
Yeah, moving David would be a major move.
That would be a major move. I agree. Especially when you look at, I mean, where he is even in the history of Browns receivers, he's right up there.
Would you agree with this, though? For the most part, for instance, if you trade Jerome Ford and he brings you back a fifth or a sixth, my guess is that's about all you could expect to get for a guy who's not your starting running back, even though he's done a nice job since he's been here. I would think that that's what you're looking at. I don't want to give up one of the interior offensive linemen for a fifth or a sixth round pick. To me, that's like, well, just leave him here and try and win some games this year, which I know, you know, that could be detrimental to a draft pick next year. I get that. Try and win a game. Protect your quarterback, whoever that quarterback is.
They have to.
Open holes for Quinshon. I mean, try and progress this offense a little bit. And I don't think you're going to do that if you give up any of those interior offensive linemen and get very little in return. So I'm not going to move any of those guys, Andy, unless somebody gives me something of significance.
So the major trade on offense would be David Njoku. Although I wouldn't surprise me if they if they did something crazy with the quarterbacks. And this has been the year of crazy quarterback for this team.
Yeah.
So wouldn't surprise me if something happened. I'm not saying I'm expecting it to happen, nor do I think it will happen, but... knowing this franchise, who knows? Oh, Shador got traded today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that would not totally blow me away if that happened. I don't know why they would do it. They invested the draft pick in him. You'd like to see him on the field at some point. But the moves that they make kind of always catch you by surprise. You know, you take a look at the defense. I mean, obviously there are a couple players there. Like, you have to be a fool to trade this player, but... who knows? Who knows? And, you know, for all the talk about Myles Garrett over the last couple of weeks, what if somebody comes in at 355 and offers them the moon? And it gives you a chance to revamp everything with veteran players to be able to play right away that might be here for a little while. I mean, you just never know. You don't know what someone's thinking on the other side. That's the other problem, too.
If somebody got silly and called you and offered you a couple of first-round picks for Myles Garrett, you'd probably have to think about it.
Somebody said three, it'd be hard not to think about it.
Well, it sure would.
But again, you got to get around the cap stuff. You got to get around all that stuff.
He's your best player. I don't want to move him.
I don't. Would it change the franchise for the better?
The cap stuff makes it, you know, so unrealistic, not impossible.
And then another move would be like trading Bailey Zappe today. You know, that would be another kind of a Browns move to do on a trade deadline day.
Well, again, if you don't think they're going to be here next year and you can get anything for them, and they're not a player of significance, why wouldn't you? You know, you're 2-6. You're three games back in the division. Are you going to catch Pittsburgh? Are you going to be able to keep up with Baltimore? I think you need to be, you need to really do some deep thinking in Berea and be honest with yourself and think, yeah, we don't, I mean, Andy, they don't appear to have the roster to win this division. So why would you keep pieces that aren't going to be here next year?
I also, you know, in listening to Kevin yesterday and having him talk about nine games to go, I mean, obviously they have to walk into the building every Monday after a game and think, okay, we've got to try to figure out a way to get back in the race. We've got to try to figure out a way to get back and win the AFC North. I can't imagine the Orioles ever come down and go, time to lose. Like, I just, I don't know how
no,
you could coach that
I
way.
I can't either.
I don't know how you could play that way. Just whatever happens, happens. Play to win.
There aren't orders.
And if you don't, you know, it's not.
You might.
Were you going to order the code red?
No, but you might put together a roster that you don't think is capable of winning, which would give you a higher draft choice. Ding, ding, ding.
But again, we look at the, I mean, okay, so what do you want the higher draft choice for? A quarterback, right?
Well,
I mean, realistically, it's a quarterback.
But you never know.
So why, just.
Again, if no quarterback jumps to the top of the heap here.
I don't know, man. I just think you just play the way you should play. Go out and try to win every week. And I know you got nine games left. And, you know, we talk about this number of quarterbacks in the NFL that are starters that weren't drafted in the first round and how small it is. But, again, just be one of the top 32. Just be a first-round pick and end up with a quarterback. And if you make the right slide, how many times is the top quarterback always the best quarterback taken? No.
No.
So just be in the first round, and you know you're there twice. So make good use of those picks. Find the guy you think that – I hope they don't have to draft a quarterback next year. But if they do, draft the best one available. Stop trying to be the smartest Mensa Albert Einstein in the NFL. Just do it naturally. And you know what happens? You end up being in the playoffs once every 3 years, 4 years, because we all know the NFL is built to rebuild within 3 years if you're horrible. But somebody didn't send that memo to Berea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.